Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Okay, so you've been with your SO for a while. You're like engaged to be engaged, right? And he works for the Department of Transportation. And every now and then he like has to leave for a couple days. It's always like last minute notice. And you're always like, okay, like, I don't know what this is, but fine. And he comes back from one of these and he's like haggard as shit. Like he's seen some stuff. And you're like, what's going on? He's like, it's nothing. Like the next day he comes to, you work at a hospital. He comes to the hospital and he's like, I got to go. I'm going to be gone for like 2-3 days tops. And you go, all right, what is this? You have to tell me. And he says to you, I need you to trust me. What do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, a show where we geek out over real love and fake relationships. I'm Colin.
I'm Kelly.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
That's so You've been being too weird for too long.
He's been being weird for a long time.
That's
He says, I need you to trust me.
And then just, that's it? Then just dips out?
I just...
No, then you get married.
What?
Well, you weren't.
Okay, by the way, you weren't engaged to be engaged. You were literally engaged.
Were they engaged?
There was an engagement party at the beginning of the movie.
Okay, I forgot what the party was.
wait, so but then they go
downstairs
on that trip and then come back and then you get married?
No. That night before that night. He leaves.
What are you guys talking about?
This is Mission Impossible 3.
Oh.
Okay. Fucking Tom Cruise is pretending to like not be a spy?
Right.
Is that the kids?
Well, okay. he's a spy teacher at first. So he's not lying at first, but then guess what?
No, he is lying though, because he says he works for the Department
lying,
of Transportation.
But it's not as bad.
It's a softer lie.
It's a softer lie. But now there's more impossible missions.
He's just come back from watching Kara Russell's brain explode from the inside.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's a good movie, guys.
It rips. I think the best Tom Cruise running is in Mission Impossible 3. When he's on the phone with Simon Pegg and he's like running through the streets of Bangkok.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Like, it rules.
Yeah.
But he just told you have to trust him. Do you take him downstairs?
No, you don't marry
To get
him.
Married in the hospital?
No.
No. I would be like, no, tell me right now. Tell me. I need to know. I can't, like, I...
And he's just shaking his head, you know?
Tears
welling in his eyes.
I would never let it get to this point. Yeah. I would need to know answers before.
Well, answers before what? He was saying he worked at the Department of Transportation. He would go every day to do it. Now he said he went for the business trip. He comes back haggard. So when before are you going to call him out?
No, because wasn't he acting weird for a while?
We have to assume that he disappears from time to time for longer,
right? No, because he's
That's
just
the first
a teacher.
Time?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
He's been teaching.
Oh, well, then I guess I would be pretty shocked.
But I wouldn't marry him that afternoon.
I wouldn't marry him.
Here's the
thing. Be like, wow, two business trips in a week. We'll talk about it when you get back, I guess.
I think she knows she's trying to hold on to something that is already gone.
I think they both are. I feel like this is the movie telling us that Tom Cruise has these charisma powers that don't really exist within Tom Cruise.
But Ethan Hunt is a superhero.
Yeah.
So he does have powers in this universe.
And he does, like, he does have the undying loyalty of, like, Ving Rhames, of Simon Pegg.
I mean, that's hard to earn.
Not Billy Crudup, it turns out.
Spoilers!
Spoilers for Mission Impossible 3.
I mean, no. I think Kelly's right. You don't trust it.
You cannot trust him.
It's kind of the best case scenario of the reality.
Yeah.
Is that he's a super spy, but he could be a criminal.
Yeah.
He could be have a secret family.
Yeah.
He could be cheating on you.
She's just lucky that he happens to be a spy and not like a murderer.
I mean, he is a murderer, but it gets her kidnapped.
Well, here's what I would, but I mean, as far as like what it means about him.
Yeah.
Luckiness,
sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm. But I assume he's like a rogue spy who's always on the just side of the international espionage and.
He
will betray any government at the drop of a hat when his values don't align with the mission.
He will be. At this point, it's kind of unclear because he's working directly for Billy Crudup, who is also working with the villain.
Well, he doesn't know that.
He doesn't know that, though.
He thinks he's working for the United States government.
Right.
Here's the thing. I think, what if he says, instead of trust me, he just says, I can't tell you what I do. You have to trust me. I can't tell you. It would put you in danger. I can't.
So then we're going to be together.
I can't ever tell you.
Okay, well, then I'll be like, can you tell me what you aren't?
I'm not a mafia guy.
Okay. And then I would just be like, you're not like a weird serial killer guy.
We can't play this game where you guess every other thing except what I am.
And then I'm like, I have a list. I've Googled jobs. And I'm like, so you're not.
So you're not a chef.
You lift up his hat and there's a little mouse underneath.
And he's like, that's right,
no.
I'm not. The mouse is.
He's my little chef.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't marry him. I would need, but yeah, if he's like, I can't tell you what I do.
Yeah, no, that's worse because I'd be like, I thought you worked for the transportation department.
Right. So, yeah, I've been lying, but now I'm telling you the truth that I can't tell you.
Well, then I'd be like, we are not to be together. I'd be like, sorry.
You're in love with him, though.
I can find love somewhere else.
That's a great point.
It's everywhere, man. Just get out there.
Yeah, thanks,
find
guys.
Find a new super spy.
Well, I just feel like we are not in the same place in our lives right now. He is a spy,
uh-huh.
And I'm working in the hospital.
You're a nurse, yeah.
I'm a nurse. It's just not going to work. Sorry. Sad.
But there's no world where you can just be like, okay, and like I do trust you. Like that's because like that the movie sells it that it's like a leap of faith kind of thing.
Be the best sex I've ever had.
He is.
By 10 million miles. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
he's like,
then you know what? I'm like, maybe we just figure it out.
I think
you
I
don't have
give,
to marry the yeah, best sex you've yeah, ever had
I'm
in your
gonna,
life.
I'm not going
to
marry
I'm
him.
I'm not going to marry him.
But we'll stay together.
I think you could. I think I could stick with someone for like at least a week.
Yeah. See what happens.
See what happens.
See if they come back. At this point, I'm suspicious that they're doing something murdery.
Yeah.
Right.
So
yeah.
Maybe they won't come back and your problem's solved.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great point. Just kick the can down the road.
Yeah.
I mean, if you do suspect that they're a spy and in like mortal danger, maybe you do get married to them because like if they die, that life insurance got to pay out.
Yes, and.
But it just comes in like mysterious bundles of cash from the CIA,
and
like disguised from other government programs.
You guys don't listen to the beginning of Mission Impossible. If he dies, they're going to
disavow him. That's true.
There is no life insurance.
Oh, really?
No, but maybe he has a life insurance policy.
Separately.
That's not.
With like farmers.
Yeah.
Trust me, I have a life insurance policy. Okay, let's get married.
Okay, yeah. It's
Oh, you tough. Don't even have to get married. He could just make you the beneficiary.
Yeah.
Let's start there, Tom, Ethan.
Right. I want to make sure I'm taken care of.
Yeah.
When she has health insurance. She has all
go
that.
Go downstairs into the basement.
Yeah. She's got a good job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is she a nurse or is she a doctor?
She's a doctor when we see her again, but it's intimated that she changed to be a doctor.
I see.
The old nurse to doctor pipeline.
But they don't really spell it out.
Is that the one with What's his name? Who's the bad guy in that?
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah.
He was supposedly really good in that, right?
He is really good in that. And it's there's a, you know, because it's Mission Impossible, there's a bit where Tom Cruise is wearing his face and has like a voice modulator thing on. And so it's Philip Seymour Hoffman acting as Tom Cruise, pretending to be him.
Yeah, it's really
good. He's so fucking good.
Yeah. It was like circulating recently, actually. I remember like people were like, Philip Seymour Hoffman, gone too soon. Look at this video of him being such a good actor.
Yeah, he was a good actor.
He was a good actor, a tremendous actor.
This transition is impossible. We're doing whip shifts.
You know what? There was something whip you into shape. Whip you into shape. You know what?
Philip Seymour Hoffman, dead. Harrison Ford, not yet dead.
He uses whips.
Gone too late, Harrison Ford.
Well, no, that's why we're talking about whip ships, is because there's a new Indiana Jones movie.
Yeah, the last Dial one, of Destiny. Perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of thought the last one was going to be the last one. Then they made another one.
I did too. Well.
Are we excited about Dial of Destiny?
I keep forgetting that it's going to come out. Like, I keep forgetting it exists. And then I'll see, like, it's a phenomenon, actually. I'll see, like, promotional materials for it. I'm like, oh, yeah. And then as soon as I put my eyes away from the promotional materials, I literally forget.
I really hope someone takes that pull quote, it's a phenomenon, actually, Kelly Nugent. puts it on the poster.
Ellipses above and below it.
Yes.
Yeah. And then every time Kelly sees it, she says, I said that! And then I look away and I'm just like, la, 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 la.
Apparently he's been looking for this dial his whole life.
Mm-hmm. We didn't know that.
According to the trailer I saw.
Yeah. Did you see the trailer that uses Sympathy for the Devil, the Rolling Stones song?
Yeah.
I hate that trailer. And I hate the, because like they'll get to the point where it's like playing the Indiana Jones music, that da 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 da, and then you hear in the background, woo woo, from Sympathy for the Devil.
Oh,
it
man.
Fucking sucks.
I think we could suspend Sympathy for the Devil being in any trailers ever again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. It's like Take On Me in movies.
Yeah.
We don't need it anymore. Kick it out.
Kick it out.
I'm going to see it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to see it too.
I didn't see Crystal Skull. Did you know that?
Yeah, mm-mm. Me either.
Never?
Did you know? Kelly, I'm shocked.
Little Kelly Nugent trivia for you.
Little KN trivia.
I'm going to update your Wikipedia entry.
She has.
It's like delete.
It's actually the first sentence in her wiki feed. has not seen Crystal Skull. 5'6".
I like that you think I'm 5'6".
5 foot.
You know the
five?
Internet thinks I'm 5'6". I am 5'4".
And yeah, he was reading from your wiki.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've got it memorized.
Oh my god.
Crystal Skull's not as bad, I think, as its reputation.
It was the hovercraft monkey fight that turned me off of it.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, I don't know. I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Sure. But you got a monkey fight and it's like, what's going on there?
Yeah, Shia LaBeouf cartoon monkey fight. I kind of.
Yeah.
That was enough information for me to make that decision.
All right.
But he is not in this new one.
That's right.
Because he's not good.
Right. One also, like, no one wants that character. Indiana Jones doesn't need a son. That doesn't make sense.
Why does he have a fucking son?
Because he fucks.
Because he raw dogs it.
Yeah, that's right. He doesn't wear the little hat on his penis.
He doesn't want. He only wears a hat on his head.
On his head.
And this one.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, my eyes are up here. Under my hat. Whip ships.
What is the Dial of Destiny? Do we know? Is it like a phone dial, like a rotary? Yeah,
I felt like it's a sundial.
Yeah, I think it's
a sundial. Makes sense.
Is it a sundial?
And it helps him travel through time. Is that right?
What?
You tell me.
I think he's gonna travel through time.
That's crazy. So this one takes place in like the 1970s, right? But are they gonna send him back to fight more Nazis?
The thing is, in the trailers we see him young.
We see him young, and we see Mads Mikkelsen as a Nazi.
Which makes me think that maybe like the dial sends him like his consciousness back or something.
Yes, but it wouldn't be the first time that we start with flashbacks in.
That's true.
Indiana
that's
Jones
true.
Wait, is it they're casting a young actor to play him? Or
no.
Oh, they're de-aging.
But here's the thing, de-aging, every year it gets better. It does.
That's true.
It gets better.
Every year it does get better.
Every year. So one day it won't look weird.
It's going to look weird because we know they're not young.
I liked when they cast a young person to play him, though, in like the other flashbacks.
Yeah.
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 That was cool.
But it's hard because we know what he looked like when he was
That's the problem. And it's like we're seeing something from like specifically a time that we literally saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
you have to just stop telling these same stories for 45 years.
Yeah. Let them die.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have seen the trailer.
Whoop, whoop.
I think. But I don't know. I literally, there's a block. Like, I do not remember what's
Phoebe
in the
Bridges
trailer.
It.
It's a phenomenon.
She is? Mm-hmm. What is she like? Who is she?
She's young and excited.
She's his goddaughter.
Okay. So they're replacing a son character with a goddaughter character.
Yeah. And it's an estranged son in Crystal Skull. Like, he didn't raise
estranged again.
Yeah. Just momentarily unestranged for the events of that movie. And then never again. So do we have whip ships that we want to share?
Have you ever used a whip?
Yes, I have.
Really? What have you whipped? Were you just practicing with it?
I was just practicing with it. But my friend had a whip in high school. And we used it in a haunted house that we were doing for drama club.
Amazing.
And my other friend, Rachel, accidentally whipped me across the head. Like, and I remember feeling it hit one side of my head and like curling over the top and like leaving the other side. It fucking hurt.
Yeah. You're not supposed to whip people.
No.
You and head injuries.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you're not like a killer.
As far as we know, he does have to go out of town again this
week.
And
then he said, trust me.
Just trust me.
Just trust me.
Who wants to get married in the basement of a hospital this week?
It's the basement now.
Was it in the boiler room? I don't know. I didn't see that.
They were having the conversation on the roof, and then they went down into the hospital.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Okay. I also thought it was in a subterranean situation.
Yeah,
it's not.
I don't think. Have you used a whip? Either of you? Any of you?
I've played around with one, but I did not know what I was doing and should not have been using it. Did not successfully whip anybody.
Yeah.
I've never whipped a person, but I was good at cracking the whip.
Yeah.
I could see you being good at cracking a whip.
Yeah. It was like something to fucking just obsess over for like a week or so when I got a whip when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Got it, I think, it wasn't the Dells. I think I got it at the Chief Oshkosh trading post in Egg Harbor, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
If anyone's up in the area, go check it out.
If you're in Door County, check it out.
Good whipping whips.
Have you whipped?
I think I've cracked a whip. Just like in the same way of like I had a whip, so I...
Yeah, and you're like, let me try
to like,
do
make
it.
It. Make that noise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and then once you make it make that noise, that's kind of it.
Yeah, that was... And I never got like where I tried to whip a thing, like
whip a lever and pull it.
Yeah.
Or, I think I was thinking more like put like a cigarette in someone's mouth and like whip the egg.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would be good. Good
that's,
whipping.
That's how Rachel whips across my fucking head. I'm telling you, that's what happens.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, who's your whip ship?
Yeah.
Marty?
Well, my whip ship is a classic, and it's a character that carries whip in many versions of her character, she is Catwoman. Mm-hmm. And I was like, which is the one I want to ship tonight? And I think what I want to ship is weirdo Michael Keaton Batman and weirdo Michelle Pfeiffer Catwoman.
Yes.
They are perfect
that
together.
Bring the stitches back, baby.
Yes.
Dude, she was the coolest, sexiest Catwoman.
But also, like, off.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
But I think that adds to it.
Yes.
100%.
And just like the visible stitches on that. So cool.
So cool.
And also just the way it immediately starts to come undone as she dies, like over and over again. That, like, the last time you see her, the costume is a fucking mess.
Yeah.
Hair's popping out weird places.
Yeah.
So good.
It's so good.
It's so good. And she's actually really good at whipping.
Yes.
That is so cool.
That, because there's that, like, behind-the-scenes footage where she whips the heads off three mannequins.
Yeah.
And, like, it's really her doing it.
Yeah.
Wait, for real?
No, yeah. Wait.
In that scene, that's Michelle Pfeiffer just whipping?
Have you seen the BTS footage of this?
No.
It's so cute. So she does it all successfully, and then that little, like, jump rope thing is her actually celebrating doing it. And then as soon as they cut, everyone's like, whoa! It's really her doing it.
It's incredible.
Holy shit, that's the coolest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, you gotta watch it. We'll send it to you.
Oh my goodness.
And her using the whip as a jump rope, too. Mm-hmm. Like, there's
that's so funny.
The stew is so rich there. Where she's like, yes.
Yeah.
She's too cute, fun, and deranged for Michael Keaton.
No,
he's so weird.
You're forgetting how weird he is.
He's so weird.
He's a weird little Batman.
He's the weirdest Batman.
He's like awkward and weird. I think it's perfect. He's
weird.
He is
awkward. I remember awkward, but is he unhinged? Is he crazy Batman?
He's a Batman.
Yeah, I think your answer's right there.
He goes out at night and fights criminals.
He's not one of the, like, well-adjusted Batman who's dealing with the grief of his parents from his childhood.
Yeah, he's not like one of those billionaires who just funnels it into good, healthy things.
Oh, I thought you were going to say one of those billionaires who just disappears at the bottom of the sea.
No, those are real people.
No. This is going to come out too late.
And people are going to be like, who? The news cycle's too quick.
Oh my God, did you read? Okay, because we're talking about it. The stepson who went to the Blink-182 concert and then posted, my dad would understand.
Yeah, and then also he like also apparently like threatened some people and like he's messy.
He also say like, ladies, I'm single?
Yeah.
Well, and like hit on an OnlyFans
hit on that OnlyFans girl. And, like,
sure.
Like, He's a mess.
Yeah, she was like, who wants to, or she was like, I'll sit on your face. And then he like quote tweeted, he's like, yes, please.
Here's the thing. We don't know how long the original lineup of Blink-182 is going to be back together. So if you got tickets.
Okay,
of all those things you just listed, that's the one I totally endorse.
Okay, you can go to concerts and not tell anyone.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have to know this. We
well,
know
none of
because
us would have
he
known
why do
who
we
he
know
is.
He, yes, exactly. Why do we even know he exists?
Because his stepdad is dying in a submersible.
Probably dead by now.
They were saying, some people were saying, like, the coolest thing is, like, if the scariest outcome is if that submersible comes up and it's empty. Wouldn't that be scary?
That would be scary.
That's like some science fiction.
Or if there's like an extra guy.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, it's one guy who wasn't on the manifest and he's just like, he's British and he's just like, I'm picturing like, who would you cast in that?
I mean,
Richard Grant.
What?
Guy Ritchie.
Okay.
Guy Ritchie.
Guy like just in a suit comes off.
In
like,
a suit?
Yeah.
Oh.
And,
wait, is
and
he
do
alive?
They see him?
Wait, no, not Guy Ritchie. Who's the guy in all the Guy
Jason
Ritchie movies?
Jason Statham?
Yeah, Jason Statham. No,
he's like, I'm here to find the Meg.
But he's like, not that wearing any shoes.
Yeah, and his little bare feet.
No, I have no idea who you mean.
I really don't understand what. I don't know.
Do you mean Vinnie Jones?
No.
No, but that'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
Wait, the guy in all the Guy Ritchie movies?
I think it's worth saying that it's June 21st as we record this.
We're not just fixated on like what is probably, like we'll probably either have forgotten about it or they'll be found.
Right.
They're not going to be found.
They're never going to be found.
Yeah. And to the element of them being real human beings, that is very sad. To the element
very scary.
Of-
very scary.
I think it makes for fodder partially because it is just a nightmare scenario. Like I thought being buried alive was my nightmare, but I think being stuck in a...
I mean, this is being buried alive with other people.
Yes,
water.
In water.
Yeah.
Which and water is pressure.
Usually a nice thing I like.
I want this to replace the, like, what book would you bring on a desert island conversation? Like,
sure.
What three people would you be buried alive at sea with?
Yeah, you would guys! You be in that would be fun.
We'd be recording apps to the end.
Oh, my God. We're like, we have to save oxygen. No! Who's your favorite ship? We're like, two relations. We can't do the part. It's too loud.
Kelly, what's your whip ship?
Okay. Well, I was thinking, who have we never seen actually whip, but probably whips a lot?
Ooh.
Okay.
Woody from Toy Story.
Okay. It's a lasso.
A nasty freak? What do you mean?
You think he uses that lasso as a whip? Like, in
I'm using it as for autoerotic asphyxiation.
Here's what I think. I think him and Buzz are whipping each other like crazy all night long.
Oh, not even him and Peep?
No, Peep's not involved.
Is Buzz what? Taking off the spacesuit?
Just slapping the outside of his face.
I don't like taking Buzz away from Jesse. I don't.
No.
She probably
won't whip
whips.
Him.
Oh, okay, I get it. I like
she,
this now.
She said she won't whip him.
She won't whip
she
him.
Won't. She won't. And so this is the thing. Bo Peep actually would whip Woody, but Bo Peep does not want to be whipped by Woody. And Woody wants to be doing the whipping. And so he's like, who can I find that will let me do whipping?
Right.
Buzz.
Lightyear. Of Star Command.
Not Buzz Aldrin.
Right.
Buzz of Lightyear Command. Of Star Command. And I think, I'm just picturing that whip just like plopping on the front of... the face shield thing and just like sliding off.
Uh-huh.
So he's got like the
whole thing.
The thing down?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just want to make sure I get this
visually.
This chain of whipping
sure.
down correct. So Jesse,
yeah.
not kinky, doesn't want to get
She's
involved.
Vanilla, so vanilla.
So vanilla, loves regular old sex yeah. with Buzz.
Loves yeah. it.
Loves it.
That's great. Yeah, totally satisfied. Yeah. Woody
mm-hmm.
gets whipped by Bo. Bo well, is really Bo's a top for
here's,
sure.
Bo's yes. a top, but here's
yeah,
the thing:
I think she uses
go oh, on. The cane.
Yeah,
the cane
she's thing? Pegging him.
Yeah. yeah,
with the cane.
But I think here's the thing:
with
he,
what else? What,
she, I don't.
What else does she have built in?
Hmm.
Do they make TV doll fucking strap on?
You know they do
for lamp.
They just got to go next door to Sid's. And yeah. he'll make one.
With Sid's now in his fucking late 30s, Megan's G.I. Joe sex apparatus.
Well, he works at the dump. He's driving the garbage truck
that the bear gets tied to in
yeah,
Toy Story 3?
At the end of Toy Story 3, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I think what happens is that Woody was like, all right, I kind of want to like spice things up to Bo. And Bo was like, oh, yeah, totally. Like, that sounds fun. And, like, Bo said what she'd be into. And then Woody was like, oh, damn, that is, like, not really
right.
what I want. And he, unfortunately, does not talk about things openly. Because if he had just talked to her, I'm sure they could have worked something out. But he was like, okay, yeah, totally. That's, I'm going to just go think about things. So he leaves and he's like, I really need to whip somebody right now.
Cue the sad Randy Newman song.
Yeah. I love LA.
It's just I Love LA played at the wrong speed.
I love LA.
Victory Boulevard. We love it.
We love it. And it's just him sitting really sad. And then, like, I think coincidentally, Buzz is like trying to talk to
Jesse.
And she's like, she unfortunately kind of shuts down. She's like, why? Well, I don't.
She's damaged. She yeah. got left with the Sarah McLachlan yeah. song playing.
Yes.
She.
When somebody loves you.
That's the soundtrack in her head.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah. 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 So she's like,
she can't have tough conversations.
No, she and so right, she shuts right, down. Right. She's like, oh, so you're saying I'm not good enough for you? And he's like,
that's pretty good.
Thank you. Good and he's like, no, that's not what I'm saying. Like, I'm saying I want to explore this like other thing like with you. And she just will not have a conversation. So she walks
because the last
away.
Time she like entertained a conversation, she almost got sent to Japan.
Yeah.
With the prospector.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she
Which
just shuts down.
Would have been a fine life for them. I feel like.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably. Would have been a perfectly fine life.
Yeah.
Jesse loves being with the other
Yeah, that's true. So then So now Buzz is like, oh my God, like, I guess I should go for a walk or something, because like, I just feel like I need to blow off some steam and I just need to be whipped right now. So then he goes and he sees Woody and he's like, wow, we've been through a lot, huh? And Woody's like, yep, man, and I'm going through it right now. And he's like, oh, me too.
He goes, maybe is that a snake in your boot, or are you just happy to see me?
Yeah.
I've got a friend in me.
They're all like weird minor key versions. And then they whip each other all night long. Not whip each other.
Woody whips Buzz on top of the glass.
On top of the glass.
This is with the lasso, or he finds a whip?
Maybe he uses a string.
Yeah, he finds like a little shoelace.
Oh, maybe he uses his string?
His string.
Oh.
His
ring on the end of that string leaves a welt.
Yeah, leaves welts. It does crack.
It would
the...
if he wasn't wearing his space helmet.
Right. Full space helmet.
Safety first.
That's great.
But then what happens with like Jesse and Bo? Do they find out about this is an affair?
Bo is already off on her adventures, right?
Yeah, Bo is off on her adventures. The way Bo does find out, and she's like, man, I really wish that like you would have talked to me about this, because it does feel like you're behind my back. But I understand that like I wasn't really emotionally available, and like maybe we should talk about it. And so she's okay. Jesse is inconsolable, unfortunately. Mm.
But she also kind of is like, do what you need to do.
Yeah, I just don't want to see it.
I don't want to see it.
She's like, wow. Next time you want to do clumsy mish, I'm your gal.
Oh, no. But then she just like really aggressively like fucking bangs the dinner plate down on the table.
Yeah.
She's like, it's fine. And then like slams the dinner plate down on the table.
God, and then
it makes me really sad.
And toys don't die, so that's forever.
That's just the rest of forever and ever.
I think here's what probably happens. They like go apart. They'll eventually find each other again, and maybe they've grown, each of them. But not for a long time, maybe 50 years.
Wow. So my whip ship is less of a romantic thing. In fact, not a romantic thing, but more of just like a friend slash like brother ship, right?
Okay. Let the record show that you did like a...
I did like a fist.
Fist, and you like pumped it.
I pumped it.
It's a brotherhood of the whip.
It's from a song about two best friends who are traveling on a road at night when they are beset by the devil, and the devil demands of them that they play the best song in the world.
Or he'll eat their souls.
Or he'll eat their souls. That's right. And they take a second, they talk amongst themselves, and they play the first thing that comes to their heads. And
it just so happens to be
the best song in the world. And when the devil hears this, he's stunned. And then whip crack went his whippy tail.
Whippy.
Whippy tail, right? So this is how it's my whip ship. But it's just these two, the Tenacious D song tribute. Mm-hmm. The characters of Kyle Gass and Jack Black.
Mm-hmm.
Just having awesome adventures through music. Where they can conquer the devil even when he comes on them by surprise and makes insane demands of them.
Pretty impressive.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And they've been through ups and downs. Kyle left the band. But they like find friendship every time.
Yeah. They always come back together. They mean more to each other than anything.
Yeah.
I haven't revisited Tenacious D in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm due.
Yeah, it's good. It holds up.
Yeah, I feel like I should watch Pick of Destiny or something. Like,
I've never seen Pick of Destiny.
Oh, or the show.
Pick of Destiny.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
HBO show is really good, too.
The HBO show. Yep.
I would say even just listening to the self-titled album, all fucking like 31 tracks or whatever's on that thing.
Yeah.
It's like an hour long record.
I recently put it on and like could not believe how much I loved Fuck Her Gently. Like,
oh my God, that was really
good.
Song's
so fucking
good. One of the best songs of all time.
Yeah.
I have a feeling I would know every single word on that entire record.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite position?
That's cool with me. It's not my favorite, but I'll do it for you.
Honestly, Jesse should learn from that song.
Jesse should.
Colin, you got a whip ship?
Yeah, I got a whip ship. I got two characters who are kind of like fucking beat ass, sort of sucky.
Excuse me?
Beat ass, sort of sucky.
Just like lame characters in their movie slash franchise. Got a raw fucking deal. All
right.
Both use whips. Both just want the fucking love and attention of the protagonist. Can't get it, so they gotta be an antagonist. But all, they're just like lame ones that are easily bested. I'm talking about Mae Whitman from Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Yeah.
And Mickey Rourke from Iron Man 2.
Oh, I was thinking about Whitney guy.
Yeah.
Whitney, I'm trying to ship him. Are you shipping them together?
Yeah. At like a fucking Whippy Villain Anonymous meeting.
Right.
They fucking meet.
Whippy
you're not supposed to hook up at those.
No.
No, but they do anyway.
Yeah, I know you're not supposed to, but everyone does.
Everybody does. Yeah. Right. So they fucking... Although now that I'm saying it, I think Mae Whitman's character might be Gold Star Lesbian.
I feel like canonically she absolutely is. But you know what? Mickey Rourke brings out things in people.
He does.
And it was during that it was at the tail end of the Mickey Rourke revival, which in my opinion is the fucking hottest era of Mickey Rourke.
Absolutely.
Like he was gorgeous when he was a young man.
Right.
Undeniable.
This is during the era when he's like a strange plastic man.
Yes.
Where, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I was going to say the wrestler. Yeah, the wrestler.
Yeah. Wrestler and Expendables and
he's
Iron Man
so
2.
Weird in the Expendables.
Yeah, and it's fucking hot.
I agree. I agree.
And I think he's got like some. Maybe there's something like. Okay, I think this is the scenario.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, like Iron Man killed his daughter with the weapons of mass destruction that he manufactured or something like that.
Yeah.
So he like built whips to whip him to death with.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Sam Rockwell hires him to fight Iron Man. Right?
Oh, I think Sam Rockwell is the purse. Electric whip development.
Right, right.
He's he's a good scientist.
Right. And then what's his Hammer? Justin Hammer, maybe?
Yeah, Justin Hammer.
And then Whiplash kind of takes it on himself where he's I fight Iron Man myself.
I go to the racetrack and I whip him.
I whip his car in half.
Yeah.
Which why was Tony Stark driving a car? Whatever.
That movie fucking sucks dogs. But
But he does have a bird that he loves very much.
Mm-hmm. Ivan Vanko does?
Yeah.
Oh.
He tells Hammer to get his bird. And I think he brings him the wrong bird or something.
I remember this, yeah.
So he turns on him.
Right. But well, I think he maybe sees Mae Whitman as a daughter figure, and they're both really weird, bitter, grumpy whip people, and they drink two bottles of Jack Daniels one night, and they have a very weird surrogately incestuous fuck that they both immediately regret.
Yeah.
And then they never speak to each other again. And that's my ship.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the thought right after is Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
For both of them.
Yeah,
but they both bring the fight to the heroes in their stories. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense that they would too aggressively pursue each other and then be like, oh, God damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see them maybe they meet because their whips get mixed up at fucking baggage or something
that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's funny.
They've got the wrong whips at their fight, and then they get into an argument and try to whip each other, but they're both too good at whipping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's my whip ship, baby.
Whip ship.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.